Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Brooklyn Boys. Podcast. Getting Sliced reactions. This podcast all depends on you. Baby.
And your meat doesn't have to be one. It's Slice Time. Free dessert.
It's Slice Time for Brooklyn Boys Podcast, episode number 279.
Slightly delayed.
A little bit.
Nah, I'm Brody.
I'm Scary. And Brody's drinking chocolate water. What are you doing?
Yeah,
Yoo-hoo.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my. Good. That chocolate water.
I grew up on Yoo-hoo. Now it's national, I think, but it used to be the New York, New Jersey only product.
Oh, it's so nasty.
It's chocolate water.
People think. People think it's chocolate milk. But if you look at the first ingredient on there, it says water.
Yeah. And then high fructose corn syrup. So that's good for
another,
you.
Right there. All the good stuff. The nutrients.
99% fat and caffeine free. Gluten free. Not that that matters to me. Wait a minute. There's whey.
Whey? Milk. No way. No way.
Contains less than 2% of cocoa, alkali, processed non-fat dry milk. It's in there.
It's in there, but it's a bunch of shit.
It's shit, but then it's milk, so it balances out.
Milk is at the end. That's why you could drink this stuff from a shelf.
Yeah, milk is at the end, so I have the straw going to the bottom. I'm only drinking the good stuff at the bottom.
Does it need to be refrigerated?
That's correct.
Yeah, ever. And any chocolate drink in a can also, similarly? I mean, yours is in one of those juice boxes that kids...
It's a cardboard liquid transporter.
Yeah, the sippy cardboard boxes that you give your kid for lunch. But anytime you see it in a can, it's not chocolate milk. Hershey's is chocolate milk. That's milk.
Chocolate milk is like 300 calories an ounce. I'm not drinking that. Speaking of which,
it's more pure though.
Yeah. Speaking of which, you look like you lost some weight.
I did. Can you tell it's first quarter? First quarter Scary's here.
Yeah, you're at the start of first quarter Scary. That's right.
I am. And I'm 9 days in. I'm down 8 pounds already.
Very nice.
Yeah,
very
here nice. I go. Good here I go. You know, and
here I go again.
I'll save the story of me visiting the office of, I'm not going to mention his name because otherwise.
You know, check Scary's social media this minute as we're recording this on Tuesday night. And you could see the doctor himself with like perfect hair. It doesn't look real.
Yeah.
Looks Jimmy Neutron, like cartoon hair.
On the next main episode tomorrow or whenever we record
it. Scary will force me to tell him to hit the jingle, bitch.
Yeah, but I'm also going to tell you a little side story about some suggestions he has for me for this time around on his
all right, very good.
Routine. Okay, all right.
Hey, so we were supposed to do this Slice Time like 2.5 weeks ago. So we apologize for the delay. We meant to do it and then go on vacation, but Scary couldn't wait. The plane was revving up, ready to go.
Yeah, a lot of things happening. A lot of moving parts in the last few weeks. So as a result, we just got off the phone with the people who run this fine program.
The technical muckety mucks.
Yeah. And they told us that they delete after 15 days. So
the talkbacks. The talkbacks, not the people.
Yeah, the talkbacks are gone.
So, they told us 30 days.
Right. So one hand said, no, it's 30 days. And they're saying on this side, 15 days. Well, guess what?
Yeah, 15 days.
I haven't gotten a note back from the guy who said 30 days. So I can't retrieve the ones before December 26th at 3:21 p.m. when we received that.
Merry Christmas. We screwed you.
Everything.
So we're terribly sorry.
And I bet people had a lot to say about episode 279 in those 2 weeks.
Yeah. So if you remember what you said and we can't find them, you're welcome to leave the messages again, and we'll try to play some next week. But that's why we didn't come back to a Brooklyn Boys. We're doing a Brooklyn Boys
tomorrow.
Soon, if you hear this,
maybe tomorrow.
But if this is your first time tuning into Slice Time, basically it's an offshoot of the what we used to do at the end of the Brooklyn Boys, which was play all your talkbacks. Now, because they became so popular and we had so many of them, we're doing them as their own episode.
This
Although
is the
this episode, maybe not as many.
This is the feedback show. All right. So this is not the main Brooklyn Boys podcast. Just to let everyone know. Not to say that this is any worse, but this belongs to the Slices. It's Slice Time. All right, here we go.
Yo, bald freak Ronnie, what's up, man? I totally agree with Greg T and Scary Jones. Huh? You should totally go on a date with Lauren the Lurg. Come on, man, it's the holidays. Enjoy yourself.
Okay, that's
what,
we're off
what
to
was
a,
that?
We're off to a roaring start here.
Was he listening to an off-air show episode?
Yes, this was a comment of the off-air show with Scary and Greg T, episode number 31.
Okay, no disrespect to that prior podcast, which we host on this channel because it's family, but this is not Slice Time is not off air time.
But here's the best part: that was
like
back
8 years ago,
2016.
Oh, okay,
a lot happened. Bald Freak Ronnie moved to Nashville, and Lauren is probably married with kids by now.
Oh yeah, Lauren has a kid.
No, she Lauren. No, Lauren the Lurg. We were trying to give Bald Freak Ronnie. I remember this episode. We were trying to give him advice about going out with this woman.
Not Lauren. Lauren.
No,
Lauren
not our Lurg. Lauren. Okay. Yeah. I would imagine even Lauren the Lurg is married.
8 years later.
8 years later. Where is she? So
that was a talk way back. That was a talk throwback.
All right.
What a way to start it off. Welcome back from vacation, everyone. Here's a 2016 reference.
Andrew from upstate New York here. On regards to the tattoo shit, I think that Scary should get a cockatoo and maybe have on it Juan Valdez. Get off of it. This dude wants to ride this guy's dick. Yo, be nice to my guy, Scary, for fuck's sake. Actually, that's a lot of letters. For these episodes, I realized there's not enough paper for those letters. Maybe just do Juan, get off.
There's not enough penis for that many letters.
Oh, man. So obviously, I mean, that's an inside joke. If you know, you know. I mean,
an inside joke. It's from the episode we talked about cockatoos and taint-toos and tit-toos.
Yeah. All right.
Sorry.
All right.
Now I'm finished.
I wish I had a parrot. I really do. I would get a cockatoo. Okay, we'll leave it right there.
He could sit on that pile of papers behind you.
Yeah, it's still there, by the way.
Still there, unbelievable.
Right there for 2024.
New Year's resolution
Andrew,
to
upstate
rotate
New York them. Once again.
Oh, he's back.
It's my last one. I'm not going to be annoying like the rest of you fucks. In regards to some of you, I think you need some spunk in your voice too. Some of y'all calling up sound like Jeffrey Dahmer about to eat somebody. Like, nobody can fucking hear you. Speak up and have some spunk. Stop being creepy. Love you. Slice for life.
So right, he's giving the other slices constructive
criticism.
We'll call it that.
All right.
All right. Thank
we were
you.
Laughing at him, by the way, not any other slices.
Andrew, just that's great.
Very funny.
But we don't have many because, again,
well, then play them twice.
Now here's one.
Hey, this is Manny from New York. So I was just listening to the latest episode, 279, and I'm listening to Scary, and I'm just like, Scary, what are you thinking? Growing up with Nicki Minaj, you're almost, what? Well, you're in the 50s? I don't know.
No.
But you are nowhere near growing up with Nicki Minaj.
49.
Stop it. Stop it.
All right.
49.9. By the way, first, I'll by the way second.
By the way, Nicki Minaj was around in 2008 and 9.
9 was her first single.
2009. Okay, so that is now, let's see, 19, 20, 21. That's 15 years ago.
We established you were 35 when the song came out.
But I was still growing up. No, I
okay,
was.
So,
all right. And another, by the way, Pink Friday 2 comes out Friday. I'm looking forward to new Nicki Minaj. So,
oh, very good.
You know, this is another part of her career.
Yeah, by the way, I had the pleasure of hanging out with Skeery and his family on Christmas because you were in the area. I stopped over. We'll talk more about it on the Brooklyn Boys. But I saw your brother, Steven, who's a lot younger than you.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, Steven, your brother here thinks he grew up with Nicki Minaj. And he laughed for like 11 minutes.
I was still growing.
Because he's younger than you and he didn't grow up on Nicki Minaj.
Okay, okay.
What is he, like 12, 13 years younger than you?
15? Also, this is the last thing. Skeery, I need you to hurry up and get the jingles. I need the Listen in Order jingles because I really missed them. And I don't want to have to start from zero all over again, which I've done twice already, just to listen to the jingles. Get the jingles. Please and thank you.
See, it's all a ploy for me to get another listen out of him. See what I'm doing there?
Yeah. Now bring the Listen in Order jingles home and the IDs I wanted, please.
All right, all right.
Hey, like Rappaport.
Maybe sometime in 2024 you'll get
it. That's your New Year's resolution.
Hey, Skeery and Brody, Brody and Skeery. This is Ariel from upstate New York. And when I say upstate, I live near Syracuse.
That's
and
upstate.
I just wanted to say to Skeery, you're not alone on this. A lot of people believe in aliens and ghosts and Bigfoots. My boyfriend's a believer of it. Mm-hmm. I'm not necessarily a believer, but he is. So I, you're not alone.
Yep. Look what happened at that Miami Mall on New Year's Day. There was an alien. Nope. There was an alien. Did you see the TMZ video? What was that? A robot? And it was like 20 feet tall.
Yeah.
And then the secondary footage that Gandhi from the Big Show sent me, and I see a zip of light going across the sky. And someone says, that's horizontal lightning. Listen, they are amongst us. I'm telling you. I'm on to something here.
Okay.
One day, we're all getting prepared for the big reveal. Because here's one point.
Like in the 1940s when they saw spaceships.
Okay, hey, they complained. But hold on, before we go on, hold on.
I want to reference what she said. She said her boyfriend, her brother, believes in Bigfoots. She pluralized. So does that mean he believes in multiple, like a whole species of Bigfoots? And is it Big Feets at that point? I'm confused.
One more thing about the Miami Mall episode that happened on that on New Year's Day. The police presence was so large.
How large was it?
No, it was the biggest police you see, it was like fucking 500 cars there. Okay?
Yeah.
And they said that the reason that they were called to the mall was because of a group of teenagers fighting. Well, guess what? You don't send that many cars to a fight in a mall. There were literally like every comment on YouTube and wherever you saw it on the TMZ video, on social media, it was showing you, they were saying, no shot. This was something else going on there. They needed the entire force to get down there.
Can't explain Florida. Hey, for the Brooklyn Boys episode, I want to tease
you're just
this.
You're going to brush that off?
No, I'm going to brush it off because it's bullshit. Anyway, 2024. Skeery, you go on TikTok a lot.
A lot.
A lot. Well, I scroll and sometimes I go on the For You page. You know, you scroll for you things they recommend.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get into this now with you. And we can talk about episode 280. And you can leave talkbacks. I guess you could start leaving talkbacks now if you want. Skeery, there's an epidemic on TikTok. I don't know in 2024 now how this is possible, but there are people who believe the earth is flat.
Oh, man.
Don't. I can't even.
Oh, man.
You can't believe in spaceships and the world is flat. You can't have both.
No, I don't. Ghosts. I do not believe the earth is flat. Although I did see a map. I wanted to get into the brain of somebody who
Maps are flat. They're made of paper.
No.
I
wanted to get into the brain of somebody who thought that and try and just see it through his lens.
I got into too many arguments on TikTok over the vacation.
It didn't make any sense to me.
No. Please, I can't. I can't.
I tried. Sorry, but I don't believe the earth is flat. All right, let's pause right here, and we have more Slice Time coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Okay, I meant to tell you, Brody, that they had a little bit of a talk-back meeting over the last week, and they said that...
Who's they? The Muggy Mugs?
The powers that be, the people that designed this software, they said
the guys in the tower?
We will have the ability to block people at some point. That is the number one priority that's coming soon.
We haven't had a need to
do that. We haven't had a need to do that, but just know that if people get unruly, they can be blocked.
Yeah, but it's a thing on TikTok.
Upstate New York.
Oh, you're back.
New York, Syracuse. I live near Syracuse.
You plan to send
me? I just wanted to say to you, there's two YouTube channels I recommend to you watch since you're interested in paranormal activities. The first one is called Slapped Ham, S-L-A-P-P-E-D, and space H-A-M.
Okay, Slapped Ham. I think that's what Brody. Yeah, Brody, you did that last night.
That's my category on Pornhub.
Slapped Ham. Basically,
doesn't who sings that song?
What? Slapped Ham?
Slap that ham in the frying pan.
Oh, just toss that ham in the frying pan like spam. That's Insane in the Membrane. From Cypress Hill.
Cypress Hill, right.
From the 90s. I grew up listening to them.
I'll give you that.
Ah!
I'll give you the 90s, a little bit.
Give me the 90s.
Even then, I'm not going to point out how old you are in the 90s, but better than 2009.
I was a teenager, you fuck.
Really?
Till 1994, I was. I grew up listening to Cypress Hill. Shut up. Okay. 1991, 2, 3, all that.
Yeah, by the time Nirvana came out, you were no longer growing up.
Hey, Ariel from upstate
New
York. Okay, Scary. So the second YouTube channel I recommend you watch is called Depths of Despair. It's D-E-P-T-H-S. Okay. Of D-E-S-P-A-I-R.
Despair.
Got it. I think you'll really enjoy these.
All right. Thank you, Ariel. I appreciate the recommendations.
Although, the Depth of Despair doesn't sound like a fun channel. I got to be honest.
Sounds like doom and gloom. It's like our friend Samantha from The Big Show, producer Sam. She wants me to watch this movie about a plane wreck that's on Netflix right now. I refuse to watch it.
Oh, you don't want to watch that.
You know which one I'm talking about?
That's the rugby team.
Yeah.
It's a remake of a movie called Alive that was made. It's a true story, but they made a movie called Alive in the 80s or 90s.
Yeah.
I can't remember. And it's the same story.
So I'm driving to work with her today. She goes,
but there's no food.
Yeah. She goes, you should really check this out. I'm like, no, why the fuck would I do that? First of all, I don't want to see any film with a plane crashing. I just don't.
Oh, the plane crash I hear is unbelievably graphic. And realistic.
Fucking ridiculous. I don't need that in my life.
You need that.
I need anxiety. And when I travel a lot.
Yeah, it's called Society of the Snow, by the way. Oh, I'm watching a great new show on Netflix, and I'll talk about it on the Brooklyn Boys next week or next time. But The Brother's Son, S-U-N.
Okay.
Oh, terrific. Terrific show.
Sorry, me again, number 279.
Oh, my God.
Scary ordered an eggs Benedict to be delivered.
That's right.
And that's pretty delicate.
Yeah.
And if a restaurant's going to offer to deliver delicate food to someone's home, they should prepare it and wrap it in a way where it doesn't get messy.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Well, that's what I was saying. I'm like, otherwise, don't offer it. Don't offer it for... for Uber Eats, for delivery. If you can't...
Yeah, it's like a quiche. What are those, the things that fall in the oven? The quiches, right?
I guess.
Souffle.
A A souffle.
Souffles. You can't bring a souffle. You can't deliver a souffle.
Yeah, but the thing is, okay, I made the mistake of ordering it, but I figured, I was confident that if I ordered this item, they would find a way to package it properly because they must have done it 100 times before. No such luck. They just put one of those black, you know, the black and white containers, and they just, the thing was sloshing around in there. It was disgusting.
Black and white containers. What are those?
Yeah, you know, the plastic black and white containers, the ones that are all, you know, the ones that they all use.
Are you talking about the ones with the clear lid?
Yes.
So you can see the clear white?
Oh, no, it's like a translucent lid. You know the one.
The clear.
That's not clear. Clear would be, you could see right through it. It's translucent.
You can see right through it.
Translucent. Translucent, which you can somewhat see.
The character on The Boys on Amazon Prime.
You could somewhat see through it. No, stop being so nitpicky. God damn it.
I'm not nitpicky.
Hello, I mean, I am. Episode 279.
Oh, my God. You're back.
Where Scary got an Eggs Benedict delivered.
Again?
Again. I just wanted to say I think Brody's wrong in the situation and Scary's right. But also, on a separate note, that Brody went to the home improvement store and had to deal with the paint guy you guys refer to as Dutch Boy, and I think he sucks and he doesn't deserve it. Brody, that Dutch Boy guy at the home improvement store, I'm just wondering, what ended up happening to him? Did he get fired? Did they keep him? What happened? What came about with that?
I got free paint.
Yeah. What I would do is I would find ways to try and get this into a 30-second. I understand sometimes you have a lot to say, but try and get each thought into 30 seconds.
Well, no, she did the paint.
She did the right thing. Yeah, no, she did. No, she did. She also did about 5 of these. So
that's all right. We could use all the help we can get since we lost so many of them.
Hi, I just wanted to say that one slice from Texas, the one that sounds like he's Yosemite Sam, he's very entertaining, and I hope that he sticks around for a while, and I think he's starting to get some fans.
He is. All right, that's
I'm not
good.
Sure he's from Texas, but he's definitely from the South.
He's pretending he's from Texas.
He might be. I don't know.
Hey there, Brooklyn boys. This is Peter from the 305, listening to the first episode of Slice Time, so episode 277. I'm a little bit behind, but not too badly. Anywho, in reference to the driver's license permits in Ohio being at 15 and a half, well, guess what? In Florida, it's actually at 15, and then you get your license at 16. Well, at least it was when I was 15, which was back when they used to carve the licenses on stone tablets using a hammer and chisel. Anyway, peace out.
Okay.
Nice. Wow, like kids driving young in Florida. That's so they can go to the mall and see the aliens.
Could this really be the last one? Because they all got erased? Yes.
Oh,
Brooklyn boys, Brody and Scary, Scary and Brody. This is Paul from Palm Bay, Florida. Slice for Life, all caught up and listening from episode 0 again.
Nice.
Quick question. Episode 36, Brody.
Whoa.
Scary gave away your chocolate-covered strawberries to the interns. Did he ever buy you more?
No. Or my steak dinner.
Touch base.
Yeah. I didn't give away your... That's right. Wow, that was
you
so... Did.
You gave away... You offered people my chocolate-covered strawberries.
Sherry's Berries.
Yeah. Not a sponsor of this podcast. If they'd like to be, that'd be great.
No. Unfortunately, he never got his berries back, but... They were community strawberries.
They were not. They sent them to me. And I said, oh, Scary, would you like one? And you took the box and you gave them to other people. Oh, who else wants one?
Because, let's recall that for a second.
We're recalling it. No. Episode 36.
I'll say this, and I to this day don't agree with you on it. When you get a gift.
Of course not. Yeah.
And it's in the office place, and then it's something that's shareable, or you could like pick things out of it. You know, it's like, you know, you pick things
that's
up.
That's shareable.
A shareable thing. And you offer it to someone like myself, who's your coworker, you have to extend the invite.
No, you don't. I do. They're my strawberries.
Yeah, but the interns.
You wanted credit. You were Mr. Generosity. You're like, hey, everyone, strawberries? Oh, they're so good. But like, you should have one. Oh, bleh.
But if you're going to offer one to me, I can only assume that they're up for grabs for the people around us.
No,
otherwise, you wouldn't have offered one to me. In front of the intern. See, that's what bothers me.
They were editing video. They weren't paying attention. And I love my interns, but I was bringing them home for my wife and kids. And I was like, oh, there's one extra one. I'll give one to Scary. I could spare one. There's like eight in a box or six, whatever it was. So I gave you one so I could bring the rest home for my family. So I had to tell my wife and kids, sorry, no chocolate covered strawberries that I promised you because Scary gave them to other people.
All right. Well,
episode 36, baby.
Okay. You listen,
talkbacks
listen
for 36.
Well, I'm kind of upset that we're out of talkbacks. That was it. That was anticlimactic.
Nice job. By the way, nice job not saying anticlimactic.
Who says that?
Because that means anti-climate. Yeah. People say anticlimactic.
No.
But that's climate.
All right. Sorry like about... Antarctica. Let me see if Tony, our guru, has gotten back.
It's the Arctic.
Let's see. Hold on a second. What are the odds that he... No, he did not get back.
He didn't get back to you.
No.
Also, on the Brooklyn Boys coming up, I'm going to tell you about a listener that insulted me, put me down, and was derogatory in general because she claimed I did something that I didn't do. And then when I proved to her I didn't do it, she didn't apologize.
What made her think you did it in the first place?
Well, I'll tell you on the Brooklyn Boys episode 280.
Oh.
She's never listening to, where did I tell you what she's never listening to again? It's not just what you think.
The Brooklyn Boys podcast.
No, not just that. I'll give you all the details next week. I mean, next time we're together. I'm so glad we had this.
So are we going to do this tomorrow? I think tomorrow we should give them a Brooklyn Boys.
I think we should. Okay. I got a lot of sound clips for you. Good stuff.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow on the Brooklyn
Boys. And thanks for listening to Slice Time, giving it a shot. We appreciate it. Boys. They're usually much longer and better.
Getting Slice reactions. Of what's on your mind. This podcast all depends on you. Phenomenon, baby,
and your name doesn't have to be one. It's Slice Time, free dessert. This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.